All right. In our continuing study of the book of Acts, last week we just kind of dipped our toe into chapter 13 of Acts. And we saw that Barnabas and Saul had come to Antioch over here in Syria, and that they had been there teaching the people who had been converted to Christ, both Jews and Gentiles, teaching them about Jesus and about God and about His Scripture. And they did that for a year. Then we saw that the Holy Spirit spoke to the leaders of the church at Antioch and said to them, "Set aside for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have appointed them." And we saw that there was a ceremony where after praying and fasting, the leaders of the church laid their hands on Barnabas and Saul and sent them off on their first missionary journey. And we saw that they left Antioch and went down here to the coast of the Mediterranean Sea to a little port area called Seleucia. And they sailed from there over to Cyprus. And as we saw, Cyprus was Barnabas's home. That's where he was from. And that may well be the reason why they started their missionary journey in Cyprus, because Barnabas knew the people, he knew the customs, he was familiar with them, and that would have been a fruitful place for them to begin. And that's kind of where we left off last week. They had just arrived in Cyprus, and we got down to about verse 6 of chapter 13. And I'd like for us to complete that section, because in verses 6 through 12 of chapter 13, we're going to see the story of the conversion of the Roman proconsul or governor of the island of Cyprus. This is a man by the name of Sergius Paulus. And we're going to see him converted to Christ. It is a somewhat interesting story, and we'll take a look at it in detail. I'm going to begin reading in verse 6, and we'll read down through verse 12, and then we'll look at it in a little more detail. Verse 6 says, "And when they had gone through the whole island as far as Paphos, they found a certain magician, a Jewish false prophet, whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, a man of intelligence. This man summoned Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the magician, for this is his name, for thus his name is translated, was opposing them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. But Saul, who was also known as Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, fixed his gaze upon him and said, 'You who are full of all deceit and fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to make crooked the straight ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind and not see the sun for a time.' And immediately a mist and a darkness fell upon him, and he went about seeking those who would lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had happened, being amazed at the teaching of the Lord." So, this man, Sergius Paulus, after Barnabas and Saul had been on the island for a period of several months, they ministered first here at Salamis on the east end of the island, and they moved over finally to Paphos on the western end of the island, and they'd been there several months evangelizing, and Sergius Paulus obviously had heard of the ministry. We're told there in verse 6 that he was a man of intelligence, and that he heard of them, and he called for Barnabas and Saul to come see him because he wanted to hear the word of God, we're told. But his companion, a man named Elymas, E-L-Y-M-A-S, who was also known as Bar-Jesus, or as we've seen before, Bar means son of Jesus, was the title that he took, a false prophet, we're told, sought to sway the proconsul away from the preaching of Barnabas and Saul. But verse 9 tells us that Paul, and by the way, this is the first time in the scripture that he has taken his Greek name. His Hebrew name was Saul. He's now, because he's ministering among Gentiles and will be primarily from now on, going to switch over and begin using his Greek name, Paul. Same name, different derivation. But Paul was full of the Holy Spirit, we're told. And while full of the Holy Spirit, he addressed Elymas. Rather than being the son of Jesus, Paul said that he was the son of the devil and that he was trying to confuse the proconsul. That's what he means when he talks about making crooked the straight ways of the Lord. Paul had explained to the proconsul in simple terms the gospel. The proconsul understood the terms of the gospel. Elymas came in and he was trying to confuse the proconsul about what Paul said as a way of diverting him or swaying him away from Paul's preaching. In verse 11, Paul said that as a result, Elymas would be rendered temporarily blind. And immediately we're told he was unable to see and needed someone to lead him by the hand. As a result of this miracle, verse 12 tells us that Sergius Paulus believed. The miracle opened the door for Paul to teach him the word, to teach him the gospel. And he used that miracle as an entree for his teaching. And we're told that he was amazed at the teaching of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I still remember when I first became a Christian, how I was struck or amazed at reading the word. It seemed to leap off the page and hit me in the brain. I would sit there reading and I would literally go, oh, because I was struck by the power of the word. First time in my life, obviously, because before I had been blind and spiritually dead, now I was spiritually alive and able to see the things of God. That was not from my doing, but from the doing of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God expounded caused him to come to faith in Jesus as Lord. Now, after evangelizing both Jews and Gentiles, including the Roman governor or proconsul, at the home island of Barnabas on Cyprus, the next passage shows us Paul, Barnabas, and John Mark, remember there were three of them, leaving the island of Cyprus and sailing to Pamphylia, which was really next door to Cilicia, which was Paul's home area. They're going to sail here from Paphos on this map that you can't see. They're going to sail from here up here into this area of Pamphylia. And we'll see them come ashore at a coast town in that area. So let's look at chapter 13, verses 13 through 15. I want to look at those first, and then we'll look at Paul's sermon beginning in verse 16. Verse 13 says, "Now Paul and his companions put out to sea from Paphos and came to Perga in Pamphylia. And John left them and returned to Jerusalem." John is John Mark. "But going on from Perga, they arrived at Pisidian Antioch, and on the Sabbath day, they went into the synagogue and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the synagogue officials sent to them, saying, Brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say it. Now, I want to look at those few verses, those three verses, in some detail, because particularly in light of, in regard to verse 13, there's quite a bit of background that goes on behind that verse that is not apparent when you just read it in the text. First, note that Luke has subtly changed the order of names here. Whereas before he talked about Barnabas and Saul, now he's talking about Paul and his companions. This may indicate that Paul had now taken the lead role in this missionary enterprise. Secondly, notice that after they arrived in Perga, John Mark left them and returned to Jerusalem. Now, Luke does not say why John Mark left them and returned to Jerusalem. Remember that at this time in his life, Mark is a very young man, probably 20-ish or so. And it could very well be that he just didn't like the rigors of travel in those days or couldn't hold up to them and wanted to go home to Jerusalem. It could be a variety of other things. We don't really know what the reason is. We do know, however, that Paul saw it as a desertion. Later on, we're going to see that Barnabas, when they start their second missionary journey, Barnabas is going to want to take John Mark with him again. And Paul says, no. I've seen this act before. He deserted us before. I'm not taking him again on this journey. And remember that Mark is Barnabas's cousin. They are cousins. So it's part of the family. So what we're going to see is that Barnabas is going to set off on his own, and Paul is going to team up with Silas and later on Luke, the writer of this book, and they're going to go on the second missionary journey. So God's going to use even this difficult circumstance to double the number of people who are on the mission or on the mission field, but it must have been an uncomfortable situation. Paul was not happy about John Mark leaving and going home. Verse 14, the third thing to make note of is that Barnabas and Paul did not evangelize Perga on this time through. And that seems curious. They're on a missionary journey. Every place they've stopped so far, they have taken the time to go into the synagogue, start speaking to the Jews, and start evangelizing people. In Perga, they didn't do that. And I have the kind of strange mind that says, I wonder why. Why did they not evangelize in Perga? Now, they do when they come back through. They're going to stop in Perga again on their way back to Antioch. And when they come back through, they are going to evangelize it. So why didn't they do so this time? Many people believe, and I happen to be part of this camp, believe that Paul, when they got to Perga on this trip, contracted malaria. Perga was in a low coastal area, a very tropical climate, still is today. And many people believe that Paul contracted malaria at Perga, and he became very, very ill as a result of it. And because he had contracted Perga, he needed to get out of that low coastal plain, that tropical climate, and get up to the elevation of Iconium, which is 100 miles away, but it's 3,500 feet up in elevation and is a drier, cooler climate. And I suspect that that's the reason why they didn't evangelize Perga at this point. Now, People also speculate that Mark may have left them because he thought it was foolish for a man with malaria to take off on a 100-mile trip up 3,500 feet in elevation and showed his displeasure by leaving them. That may be true too. Scriptural backing for this idea that Paul contracted malaria at Perga comes from Galatians chapter 4, a short passage in Galatians. So let's look at that together. Galatians chapter 4, and I want to show you why I'm saying what I'm saying about him contracting a disease. Galatians 4, verses 13 and 14. Verse 13, Paul says, "But you know that it was because of a bodily illness that I preached the gospel to you the first time." So Paul is saying that the reason he preached the gospel to the Galatians, and the cities to which he is going are in the region of Galatia,